Every now and then, even after birding in this area for 30 years, something unexpected and magical happens. On Memorial Day weekend, I had a perfect moment with an oven bird. I've treasured oven birds since the moment I opened my first field guide to the page with this softly colored, subtly beautiful little warbler. I'd found a dead one in downtown Chicago when I was in high school, and I didn't have a clue what it was. But there it was in my field guide, and with the happy information that oven birds were common in the Chicago area, I instantly became determined to see a live one. I saw that lifer on an ornithology class field trip a few months later, and I was thrilled because I was the first one in my class to see it. Now I'm pretty good at finding them, but it's still tricky to find them most of the time, even though, like just about all warblers with loud, easy-to-hear songs, oven birds tend to sing from fairly low perches. Oven birds are one of the more abundant forest birds in eastern North America, but they have very specific needs. Studies show that they survive much better when their territory is in a forest interior rather than on an edge, and populations have declined with fragmentation along power line corridors and when there is chronic industrial noise or seismic exploration. Oven birds are also one of the species killed most often at windows and lighted towers. One was killed at a window on my house back in the 80s, and Photon and I came upon one killed at a window in my apartment complex when I lived in Ithaca. Fortunately, I do see more living ones than dead ones. When I was in Guatemala a few years ago, I stayed at a lodge for 4 days. Every time I went past one little spot, I saw an oven bird quietly walking about on his winter territory. It was thrilling to realize that he'd flown the entire distance from somewhere in the eastern United States or Canada at least once, but it was also scary to think about all the hazards the endearing little guy was going to have to deal with to return. My magical experience with an oven bird happened on Memorial Day weekend when I strolled down the boardwalk at the Western Great Lakes Visitor Center in Ashland, Wisconsin. Suddenly, an oven bird alighted on a branch just 8 or 10 feet from me. I reflexively pulled up my camera, and he didn't seem the least afraid by the sudden movement. Even as I clicked the shutter, I was savoring the moment. I don't think an oven bird has ever approached me before. I tend to be a romantic, but I don't think birds could survive long if they incline to romanticism. I have no idea why he came so close and can't even speculate. I took photos of him looking to the left, to the right, and directly at me. I don't think I breathed during the entire 45 seconds or so that he was there, but as far as I could tell, he kept breathing just fine. Like I said, birds can't afford to get swept away with emotion just because they're close to a human. If anything, they need to be more on their guard than ever when a human is near. I'm afraid my species has given songbirds plenty of reasons to be wary. I'm sure I'll be hearing and maybe seeing plenty more oven birds before the season is over, but now I have a vested interest in the well-being of one particular one. I don't think I'll ever be able to drive past the Western Lake Superior Visitor Center again without thinking of him, and whenever I walk along that boardwalk, I know exactly who I'll be looking for. I'm Laura Erickson speaking. For the birds.